Mayor says, in other words, from the area of illumination of the light and the glory of God, but the Lord spoke with these same words about the fall of the devil. I was watching at Satan falling like lightning from heaven. I was watching. This I was watching has great depth. When was the Lord watching? When he was falling before the creation of men, or now when he came on earth with his incarnation? Or when, by the way of prophecy, when the devil will be condemned at the final judgment and will be thrown in a lake of fire? As the Lord says, go away from me, you the accursed, in the outer darkness, having been prepared for the devil and his angels. Prepare for the devil and his demons. When does the Lord see the fall? Before, now, or in the future? There are three phases, and the Lord sees all of them. I was seen, or I was watching Lucifer having fallen like lightning from heaven. We read in Luke 10, verse 18. So this has to do with the fall of Satan, who will mobilize his evil and malicious activities on earth. And the key to the well of the abyss was given to him. As you know, Satan does not have any authority. He does nothing without divine permission or allotment. You do remember what happened to Job. The devil enters in a dialogue with God. The economy of God permits this dialogue, and the devil alludes that Job serves God, but his motives are based on materialistic self-interests. God gave him wealth. He gave him wealth, health, much prosperity, happiness. And this is why Job praises and glorifies God. This is not true, God says. Job would glorify me even if he were not wealthy. Then why don't you take away his wealth? And you will see if he will continue to glorify you. Or is he going to blaspheme your name? Actually, the scripture never uses the word blaspheme. The scripture uses the word bless, even if the meaning is blaspheme. So in this dialogue, God says, if you want, go ahead and test him. Do I have your permission? Yes, you do. But be careful. You will not interfere with his personal bodily health. My friends, in one day, the devil managed to bring forth unprecedented destruction in the life of Job. You will be amazed if you read all this in the first chapter of Job to see how quickly the devil acted. In one day, he turned Job's life upside down. His children, all his 10 children, were having a joyous gathering, a celebration, at the house of one of the brothers. The wind blows, the roof collapses, and kills all of them. And the news reached Job that all his children are dead. After this, the flocks of the sheep, the goats, the donkeys, the camels, etc., all gone in one day. If the devil would be let free to act, he would turn the universe upside down, literally. His malicious power is so terrible. The angels do not allow him, and God does not permit him, of course. The devil cannot even enter the pigs, as we read in the scriptural readings in the town of the Gadarenes. The demons had to receive permission. When the demons left the demoniac of the Gergesenes, that pitiful human being, they were pleading with the Lord, Lord, please allow us to enter these pigs. And the Lord said, go ahead. He allows them. He gives them permission. So my friends, the demons do not have the freedom to enter even the pigs by themselves. But why does God allow him and the demons to cause harm to people? Because of the unrepentant hearts of the people, lack of repentance. Except in the case of Job, there the answer is given to all those who are quick to judge God's actions And this is not the proper time frame for this, but I will leave you with this thought only. Nothing takes place without God's knowledge and permission, and this mainly due to the people's lack of repentance. What do we see here in the land of the Gergesenes? Why did Christ allow the demons to enter the swine? To punish the Gergesenes, because they were farming swine, disregarding the prohibition of the law of Moses. Why does God allow the devil to fall on the earth? He doesn't only fall crashing down from the heavenly light, but to also spill out all his animosity and maliciousness on the earth for the people's lack of repentance. And this is precisely why the punishment and condemnation is directed towards the unrepentant sinners. Go to the outer darkness prepared for the devil and his angels, which means go with him, not elsewhere, not in a separate area. Go join him. Why? Because you do not keep my commandments. So I allow the devil now to bring you destruction. Let's keep in mind that in hell, if someone could even begin to give a description of hell, if it was possible, if someone could ever accomplish this, to give such a description. But the church fathers say this, my friends, they say that the demons will rush in and out inside the bodies of the condemned people, because we will have the resurrection of the body by that time. So the demons, being spirits, they will enter the human bodies at will as they are being punished. But they will tyrannize the people as they will try to find refuge and some relief from the fire of hell by entering the human bodies of the sinful people. It is simply horrific. These people will not simply be punished by the fire of hell, but by the presence of the demons. It is such a horrible experience for someone to have the devil inside them. Only demon-possessed people who have experienced this can tell you. It is an unbearable condition. And what is this abyss? It's the residential quarters of the demons. When the Lord healed the demoniac of the Gergesenes, that pitiful human being, what were the demons requesting while exiting? To not order them to leave and enter the abyss. What is the meaning of this abyss? It is the pit or the well, as the holy evangelist John saw in his vision. This is the abyss. So here, the abyss is described like a well that has a mouth or an opening, but it is bottomless. This is, by the way, the literal meaning of the Greek word avisos, or abyss in English. Literally meaning without a bottom, a bottomless pit. So the mouth of this pit starts on earth and it disappears in the universal chaos. But what about the key of this abyss? He was given the key to the abyss. It would seem that this well was sealed or locked, and now the key is given to the devil to open this well as to find something. To find what? It is the authority given to the devil to mobilize his malicious and destructive powers upon the earth because of people's sin and rebellion. When Pilate asked the Lord, "Aren't you speaking to me? Don't you know that I have the authority to crucify you? I have authority over you to crucify you or to set you free?" The Lord said, "You have no authority over me. Authority was given to you." Therefore, the authority was given to the devil for the precise reason that we explained earlier. And what is this authority of Satan over the earth? To bring forth whatever destruction he can. One form of the evils that the devil will infest the earth with are destruction, wars, but pay attention to this last one. That's what the analysis of the plague to follow will show. The horrible existence of people on earth, something that boggles one's mind. And this is to such a degree that people will wish to die. which is quite an unnatural feeling. People normally wish to live. But in those days, people will wish to die, but will not be able to. As Father Justin Popovich stated, that people condemn God to death. And this is not only by the cross, my friends. Let's not always say that the Jews did this. They are not only at fault here. No, my friends, we the Christians, we are re-crucifying Christ. We're also responsible. When St. Paul says, re-crucifying the Son of God, we re-crucify the Son of God. And do you know what we often say? God died. When I become an atheist, what do I proclaim? I proclaim and declare the death of God. Well, now listen to this. People condemn God to death, and God condemn people to deathlessness or the inability to die. There's nothing more horrible. Because if a man dies, if he vanishes, his troubles are over. How would he be punished if he died? Man stays immortal and he's punished with this immortality. So people will exist on earth, but their existence will be horrible. As we will see next, and this is the essence of this horrible plague, the fifth and horrible plague. And when he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke of a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened, and the air was polluted. This means that the devil is permitted to bring forth various destructions. What is the smoke of the abyss? All the evil consequences of a contemporary military operation, where the rising smoke covers even the sun and pollutes the surrounding atmosphere. If we wanted to compare a corresponding fresco of the monastery of Dionysios in the Holy Mountain, which was written more than 300 years ago during the 17th century, we would have great difficulty in overlooking the fact that the rising smoke of this fresco looks just like the mushroom cloud of the atomic bomb explosion in Hiroshima, Japan in 1945. Again, it would be hard for us not to see this. I have these frescoes and pictures along with other ones of the Dionysius Monastery, but I'm sorry that it is not possible to show them to you, and it's not possible at this present time. This is nothing more than the threat of a nuclear warfare, and we now have a clear example of the destructive results and consequences of such a war in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. A nuclear war which seems unavoidable, not only from the standpoint of the prophecy, but from our contemporary reality as well. This presence of the action of the devil inside human history reminds us, and I will repeat it again, the destruction that he caused to Job. He does this because he cannot stand to see man be called child of God. He cannot stand this, especially now where the sonship of man was completed by the sacrifice of Christ. And out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of scorpions on the earth. Scorpions of the earth. What kind of authority were these locusts given? To do what scorpions are known to do, to sting people with the stinger at the end of their tails. This stinger and the ability to sting like scorpions now belongs to these apocalyptic locusts of this plague. And they were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. When a scorpion stings and injects its poison in a person and the pain can be unbearable, how much more unbearable must the pain be from these mysterious locusts? And this will take place for 5 months. During those days, men will seek death. They will wish to die, but they will not be able to. Death will not find them. This terrible plague, with its horrible consequences, as you can see, brings to mind the Egyptian pharaonic plague. The eighth plague of Pharaoh refers to locusts, and I will read a small excerpt from that ancient plague in Exodus 10:13. And the Lord brought a southern wind on the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the southern wind brought the locusts from the desert. And the locusts went up over all over the land of Egypt, and they rested on all the territory of Egypt. And they covered the face of the earth, and they ate every herb of the land. Nothing green remained in the land of Egypt. This plague of Pharaoh seems to have the common element of locusts with the fifth apocalyptic trumpet call. We have locusts here as well, and locusts there in Egypt. However, there are some basic differences. Number one, the damage here specifically relates to people and not to men's environment, such as the plant kingdom. These locusts were told that they have authority to harm the people only and not the plant kingdom. Second, the action of these locusts is torturous to people because they act like scorpions, whereas the normal locusts are not poisonous. Third, this harmful action is specified for those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And fourth, the shape of these locusts does not correspond to the known form of biological locusts, as we will soon see in the description of these mysterious locusts. These locusts are of a strange and extraordinary form, and it gives them motive to be viewed as totally unrelated to our common biological locusts of the class Insecta and the animal kingdom, but this is most likely an allegory. There's an interesting Arabic proverb, nonetheless, which says, and let's listen to this, about the very large locust, let's say the grasshopper, the praying mantis. Try to bring a praying mantis to mind, and according to this proverb, its head looks like that of a horse. Its chest looks like that of a lion. Its feet look like the feet of a camel, and its torso looks like a snake, and its antennae like the hair of a virgin. Its antennae look like the long hair of a woman. As the verses here in Revelation say, that these mysterious locusts had hair like that of a woman. But let's take a closer look now at these strange locusts of the Revelation, since we already concluded that they don't have anything to do with our common biological grasshoppers or insects. This is what I wanted us to understand, and that the corresponding plague of Pharaoh serves as a typology, as a prophetic typology of the apocalyptic and eschatological plague. Please hold on to this and keep it in mind. The very description that we're about to do will show you that it has nothing to do with our common locusts. The shape of these locusts, St. John the Evangelist continues to tell us, the shape of these, when the Lord healed the demoniac of the Gergesenes, that pitiful human being, what were the demons requesting while exiting? To not order them to leave and enter the abyss. What is the meaning of this abyss? It is the pit or the well, as the holy evangelist John saw in his vision. This is the abyss. So here, the abyss is described like a well that has a mouth or an opening, but it is bottomless. This is, by the way, the literal meaning of the Greek word avisos, or abyss in English. Literally meaning without a bottom, a bottomless pit. So the mouth of this pit starts on earth and it disappears in a universal chaos. But what about the key of this abyss? He was given the key to the abyss. It would seem that this well was sealed or locked, and now the key is given to the devil to open this well as to find something. To find what? It is the authority given to the devil to mobilize his malicious and destructive powers upon the earth because of people's sin and rebellion. When Pilate asked the Lord, "Aren't you speaking to me? Don't you know that I have the authority to crucify you? I have authority over you to crucify you or to set you free?" The Lord said, "You have no authority over me. Authority was given to you." Therefore, the authority was given to the devil for the precise reason that we explained earlier. And what is this authority of Satan over the earth? To bring forth whatever destruction he can. One form of the evils that the devil will infest the earth with are destruction, wars, but pay attention to this last one. That's what the analysis of the plague to follow will show. The horrible existence of people on earth, something that boggles one's mind. And this is to such a degree that people will wish to die, which is quite an unnatural feeling. People normally wish to live. But in those days, people will wish to die, but will not be able to. As Father Justin Popovich stated, that people condemn God to death. And this is not only by the cross, my friends. Let's not always say that the Jews did this. They are not only at fault here. No, my friends, we the Christians, we are re-crucifying Christ. We're also responsible. When St. Paul says, re-crucifying the Son of God, we re-crucify the Son of God. And do you know what we often say? God died. When I become an atheist, what do I proclaim? I proclaim and declare the death of God. Well, now listen to this. People condemn God to death, and God condemned people to deathlessness or the inability to die. There's nothing more horrible. Because if a man dies, if he vanishes, his troubles are over. How would he be punished if he died? Man stays immortal and he's punished with this immortality. So people will exist on earth, but their existence will be horrible. As we will see next, and this is the essence of this horrible plague, the fifth and horrible plague. And when he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke of a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened, and the air was polluted. This means that the devil is permitted to bring forth various destructions. What is the smoke of the abyss? All the evil consequences of a contemporary military operation, where the rising smoke covers even the sun and pollutes the surrounding atmosphere. If we wanted to compare a corresponding fresco of the monastery of Dionysios in the Holy Mountain, which was written more than 300 years ago during the 17th century, we would have great difficulty in overlooking the fact that the rising smoke of this fresco looks just like the mushroom cloud of the atomic bomb explosion in Hiroshima, Japan in 1945. Again, it would be hard for us not to see this. I have these frescoes in pictures along with other ones of the Dionysius Monastery, but I'm sorry that it is not possible to show them to you, and it's not possible at this present time. This is nothing more than the threat of a nuclear warfare, and we now have a clear example of the destructive results and consequences of such a war in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. a nuclear war, which seems unavoidable, not only from the standpoint of the prophecy, but from our contemporary reality as well. This presence of the action of the devil inside human history reminds us, and I will repeat it again, the destruction that he caused to Job. He does this because he cannot stand to see man be called child of God. He cannot stand this, especially now where the sonship of man was completed by the sacrifice of Christ. And out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of scorpions on the earth. Scorpions of the earth. What kind of authority were these locusts given? To do what scorpions are known to do, to sting people with the stinger at the end of their tails. This stinger and the ability to sting like scorpions now belongs to these apocalyptic locusts of this plague. And they were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. When a scorpion stings and injects its poison in a person and the pain can be unbearable, how much more unbearable must the pain be from these mysterious locusts? And this will take place for 5 months. During those days, men will seek death. They will wish to die, but they will not be able to. Death will not find them. This terrible plague, with its horrible consequences, as you can see, brings to mind the Egyptian pharaonic plague. The eighth plague of Pharaoh refers to locusts, and I will read a small excerpt from that ancient plague in Exodus 10:13. And the Lord brought a southern wind on the land all that day and all that night. And when it was morning, the southern wind brought the locusts from the desert. And the locusts went up all over the land of Egypt, and they rested on all the territory of Egypt. And they covered the face of the earth, and they ate every herb of the land. Nothing green remained in the land of Egypt. This plague of Pharaoh seems to have the common element of locusts with the fifth apocalyptic trumpet call. We have locusts here as well, and locusts there in Egypt. However, there are some basic differences. Number one, the damage here specifically relates to people and not to man's environment, such as the plant kingdom. These locusts were told that they have authority to harm the people only and not the plant kingdom. Second, the action of these locusts is torturous to people because they act like scorpions, whereas the normal locusts are not poisonous. Third, this harmful action is specified for those people who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And fourth, the shape of these locusts does not correspond to the known form of biological locusts, as we will soon see in the description of these mysterious locusts. These locusts are of a strange and extraordinary form, and it gives the motive to be viewed as totally unrelated to our common biological locusts of the class Insecta and the animal kingdom, but this is most likely an allegory. There's an interesting Arabic proverb, nonetheless, which says, and let's listen to this, about the very large locust, let's say the grasshopper, the praying mantis. Try to bring a praying mantis to mind, and according to this proverb, its head looks like that of a horse, its chest looks like that of a lion, its feet look like the feet of a camel, and its torso looks like a snake, and its antennae like the hair of a virgin. Its antennae look like the long hair of a woman. As the Verses here in Revelation say that these mysterious locusts had hair like that of a woman. But let's take a closer look now at these strange locusts of the Revelation, since we already concluded that they don't have anything to do with our common biological grasshoppers or insects. This is what I wanted us to understand, and that the corresponding plague of Pharaoh serves as a typology, as a prophetic typology of the apocalyptic and eschatological plague. Please hold on to this and keep it in mind. The very description that we're about to do will show you that it has nothing to do with our common locusts. The shape of these locusts, St. John the Evangelist continues to tell us, the shape of these locusts was like horses prepared for battle. So they are not regular locusts who eat grass and plants, but these only harm people. So their shape was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, something that looks like gold, but it isn't actual gold. And their faces were like faces of men.